The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. The Power Mall is open right now, so you can order the dropship Strauss Naturals. I took mine this morning. I hope you're taking yours. That's why we're up and at 'em. Christopher Nolan, he's a director in Hollywood, known for his cerebral original blockbusters, is warning AI is about to reach an Oppenheimer moment, insisting people need to be held accountable for its development. Well, you see, that's Hollywood talking. And, of course, his comments come just as the writers and actors are on strike. Is that a good thing? I don't know. See, a lot of these billionaire producers and whatnot are saying, you know, if we don't get a handle on this, we don't get some sort of a contract settlement, that Hollywood is doomed. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Oh, my gosh, I won't be able to watch Mission Impossible again. You know, Tom Cruise will be out of a job. How do I live with myself? Well, you see, and that's how a lot of people think. They wouldn't know what to do if all of a sudden TV went away and all of a sudden there was a single picture of somebody that's kind of like a receding hairline with a mustache that looks like Hitler talking to you on television. And it's the only face you see flipping through every single channel. Of course, except through Galaxy 19 and RickSatelliteUSA.com. Yeah, you get one of those things. You can tune in all over the world. You don't have to watch the guy that 1984 George Orwell on the telescreen. This is where AI is headed, folks. They're going to use it as a control mechanism. There's been a lot of parallels to the development and deployment of America's first atomic bomb. Some scientists feared that if it were to be set off, it could be powerful enough to rip away the Earth's entire atmosphere, laying waste to the whole world. And of course, they had to go out and test it. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, all of the tests out in the flats out there in Utah and, yeah, Johnston Atoll, all of those places that they tested it, Starfish Prime. Oh, yeah, they know. They know what's going on every time they set one of those things off. That's where they came up with the term mutual assured destruction, MAD. It's got to be an acronym. It's MAD. That's where they came up with the movie. It's a mad, 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 mad world, or I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Remember Network? Peter Finch went off. Yeah. And you could see William Holden and Faye Dunaway, and they're opening up their windows and they can hear everybody screaming and yelling, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, see, that's kind of where we're all at that plateau right now. Yeah, just don't scream too loud. And if you do that in your neighborhood, the neighbors are going to think, okay, there's something wrong with this guy. Yeah, we're not to that point yet. I think more of it is the social dialogue we have with people in our community. That's what's going to make a difference here, not opening the window and screaming like Peter Finch wants you to do. But you can imagine the Orwellian guy coming on TV from the movie 1984, and that's all you see and hear, and what you hear is what he tells you, what he tells you to do, and how you must love Big Brother. That's why you can't love anymore. Love is not allowed. The family unit is not allowed. Now they want complete social control, from contract tracing to carbon footprint tracking. The World Economic Forum's carrot or stick approach to COVID and climate policy is a social credit system, digital IDs, and central bank digital currencies. This is the same as it was for COVID, the same kind of policy. They use contact tracing and vaccine passports to carbon footprint tracking and measuring. The end goal, practically identical. They want to develop a technological foundation to track and trace every single person and object on the planet in order to incentivize, coerce, or otherwise manipulate individual human behavior. And you remember what happened at the end of Animal Farm, don't you? Nah, just like what happens, you know, when the Democrats all turn on themselves. Got to watch out for that, folks. This is where we're headed if we don't stop it. There are some good Congress people out there trying to do the right thing, but again, they're only part of a larger group of brain deads that are only self-serving once they get there. Well, we told you all about the earthquakes and everything happening out there in the energy and environment category. Authorities in southeastern Pennsylvania are searching for a 2-year-old girl and her 9-month-old brother who vanished in raging floodwaters as a violent storm slammed the region. The kids and their family were visiting from Charleston, South Carolina, driving to a barbecue when they got stuck in a flash flood. Upper Makefield Fire Chief Tim Brewer said yesterday afternoon their father and young sibling miraculously made it to safety, but the other two did not. Dane Wigington has a new episode out. I was watching part of it the other day. Geoengineering Watch Global Alert News number 414. Probably want to dial into that. You can if you have access to the internet, and it's on your email blast we're going to be sending you later today. The Biden administration is targeting your air conditioner again, this time the refrigerant. I mean, we've already had a change in refrigerant now. They're getting rid of the Freon, the old stuff, and now they're putting in a new refrigerant that's supposed to be better. Now they want more stringent rules to reduce the use of coolants in most air conditioning units. They would rather have you bake and die of heat stroke than stay cool, right? And they're going to attack other appliances too, like your gas stoves. And, you know, that's going to, with this, what's going on right now, fighting climate change. And then they want to dim the atmosphere. You know, how are they going to do that? Shut off the sun? I don't think so. You know what the side of the moon, what the temperature of the moon is on the other side of the sun at night? The part that is not exposed. And now keep in mind that the moon is 240,000 miles away from the Earth, and it revolves around the Earth. But the thing is it also, you know, there's part of it is daylight, where it's 220 degrees, and the other side at night is minus 240. They want to dim, really? It's crazy. Most homesteaders have the space and means to assist in the conservation of endangered chicken breeds. They can be as useful to you and your family as any standard chicken in providing eggs and even meat. And you have to breed more than you consume in order to make that work. I hope you understand what I just said. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and build one of those long chicken houses that everybody's talking about. Because there are things that with these chicken houses, I mean, if you've ever shopped property and you see like 4 or 5 or 12 of these chicken houses surrounding the property, probably not a good place to buy. Why? Because of the stench, the bacteria. See, doing this on that kind of a massive, large scale may not be the smartest thing you ever did, but we have an article on the 17 endangered chicken breeds and how you can help. Now, a lot of these are bantams and they're fancies and they win prizes at chicken shows. I said chicken show. Okay, come on. I know what you're thinking. There's a conservation priority list out, which we have. You know, I always like the barred rocks, but you know, there's a certain kind of barred rock called the North Holland Blue. Holland chickens were bred for dual purpose birds. Meat and eggs, not for show, but they also make great pets. Now, I know, they'll literally, you can train them to sit on your hand. The Cubalia, they're for everything but pets. And they lay cream-colored eggs. The Java, the Campine. I know, some of you may know this. The Houdan, these are fancy chickens, folks. Le Fleche. The Malay. Yeah, I'm scrolling down the list here. The Seabright. All these different chickens out there. The Sultan. See, the white-faced black Spanish. Man, there's some rare birds out there. The Aseel. Now, some of these, the buttercup, they may cost a whole bunch of money. The Catalana, there's a breed I'm familiar with. And they do very well for eggs and meat, not for show and pets. They lay medium to large, light pink to white colored eggs. They're pretty cool, the Catalanas. And the Shamo, of course. The Yokohama. Some of these Icelandic, you may not be able to get a hold of, but if you can, it's always nice to be able to help these breeds along. That's part of the endangered thing. Shipping containers as greenhouses. Imagine that. Buying a shipping container, and, you know, when you look at the price of what they charge for some of these greenhouses, shipping containers are way cheaper. Create a home garden in your backyard. And if you're in an urban area, using shipping containers as greenhouses is a cost-effective, sustainable, versatile alternative to traditional greenhouses, especially for tight spaces. Just a thought, all right? Before we move into the health category here, Brady in Vegas, you're on.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You were talking about the BLM out here in Vegas, man. One thing that I can't stand more than our government is the BLM. They really, really rotten people. And they don't even allow you to go anywhere, not even a half mile off the beaten track here, beaten path here in Vegas. And they're on you with their white 4x4s trying to arrest you. They'll allow you to go walking back there or your e-bikes. But, boy, if you put a motorcycle out there, holy cow, here comes the cops. Anyways, I think I know whose cocaine it was in the White House, Dave.
Uh-oh.
And the reason why, and I had a good thing over the weekend. I happened to see a video of Janet yelling, bawling, really profusely. She looked like a woodpecker. But I found out she had 4 servings of Jing Shao Jing mushrooms from the Yan'an province. And those are psychedelic. So I think she's also doing coke, weed, and shrooms in the White House. Janet Yellen, and she didn't look like anything like she would be into drugs.
Okay. No wonder our economy is the way it is. Wow. Her as Treasury Secretary. I'll take that at face value there, Brady. I appreciate your call. In the health news, are you affected as far as iron deficiency goes? Because it's threatening the U.S. population, especially women. 1 in 3 American girls and young women between the ages of 12 and 21 are living with an iron deficiency, believe it or not, which is why at the Power Mall, which is now open, we have the iron and molybdenum renatured. All you got to do is just ask for that specifically, all right? You can buy it for your daughter, whatever the case. Now, how do you know you have an iron deficiency anemia? Well, I'm going to give you some symptoms, and you decide. Fatigue and decreased energy, dizziness or lightheadedness, shortness of breath, fluttering or noticeable heartbeats or palpitations, and pale skin. Tinnitus or ringing in the ears, headache, altered sense of taste, persistent itchiness, sore or inflamed tongue, hair loss, painful ulcers in the mouth, spoon-fed brittle nails, cold hands and feet, restless leg syndrome. Another disturbing symptom to note, a condition known as pica or pica, the desire to eat non-food or other non-nutritive items like paper, ice, dirt, and starch. Why would you do that? Oh, man. We have iron and molybdenum renatured at the Power Mall for those of you that want to treat that homeopathically. The number of children, teenagers, and young adults being rushed to the hospitals owing to cannabis-involved emergencies spiked throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Are you surprised? This according to new data published by the CDC, if you want to believe it. The European Union's drug regulator is probing a possible link between diabetes drugs, popular for weight loss, and suicidal thoughts. Oh, there it is. Ozempic. Yep. I take Ozempic and I just want to kill myself. How, Johnny? Millions of Americans spend a lot of time on their feet in their day-to-day lives, while minor aches and pains often call for nothing more than extreme foot rub or a hot bath. This is why we have Epsom salts. There are signs of discomfort that should not be ignored. And, of course, this is foot pain we're talking about. Now, we get into the subject, which my lovely wife and I had a conversation about this morning, about trusting modern medicine and doctors. And, oh, you know, it's like I'm going for my wellness checkup. Nope. I know my body better than the doctor knows my body. And the only way the doctor knows what my body is doing is if I tell him. Where does it hurt? Every time I go to the doctor, I raise my hand. I go, doc, every time I do this, it hurts. You know what he told me? Don't do that. Remember that old joke? Yeah. Well, see, nobody knows your body better than you do. But then again, when you start having flare-ups and skin rashes and things that don't quite make sense, and aches and pains that are constant and chronic, then you question whether or not it's something that you can get treated homeopathically. And of course, you try that first. That's why we have lamb cream and Helon and stuff like that at the Power Mall. And then you think about, okay, this isn't working. I'm starting to see my skin rot away, or I'm getting even worse burns and this isn't helping. I'm getting tingling in the bottom of my feet. Yeah, I know that a lot of people are putting that oregano P73, which we have at the Power Mall, in the bottom of their feet and putting socks on and going to bed. A lot of them are seeing results. People are looking at the homeopathic and holistic approach before they trust their doctor. Now, why would that be? Because so many of them are woke, or like we reported earlier, they may be paying them to be that way. Better take the jab. Got to have the clot shot, the kill shot. They don't call it that for nothing. God have it.
I got the booster.
Yeah, they got it. They got to push that. They get paid to push it. That's where those trillions of dollars went. If you're in Houston, Texas, oh, you're going to love this. Health officials are warning millions may be at risk because the people in Houston, Texas are supposedly grappling. Oh my gosh, grappling with a syphilis outbreak among the population. Wow. Yeah, I got the other day when I went to the strip club and hooked up with one of them. Yeah, I hooked up with a burner. Yeah, 128% increase in cases of syphilis among women in the area and a 9-fold rise in congenital syphilis in Houston and Harris County. Born with it? Syphilis, of course, if you don't know that, it's a sexually transmitted STI, and it could make you go blind if you leave it untreated, according to the CDC. Yeah. So you got to go get a quick shot. No, there's actually a treatment protocol to get rid of syphilis. You don't have to die what Al Capone died of. No, there's a way to treat it. But just to let you know, may want to, if you're single out there, may want to keep it in check. Abstinence. Remember that? A lot of people said that would be a good thing for the system to be abstinent. And you don't have to worry about catching SIP. I always like to do that when they go into the doctor and they go, have you been sick with COVID the last few days? And they go, no, I had syphilis last week, but I'm going to get gonorrhea next week. You watch. And they look at you like, what? It's like, seriously, you're asking me about that? Do I look healthy? I'm standing here talking to you, having a conversation, and you're asking me about that? Do I look like I'm sick? Yeah. Take my temperature. I love it when they hold that little thing up in front of your forehead and you turn around. I turn around and bend over. Here, take my temperature. And they're going, oh, stop. We don't do that anymore. I'm just messing with them. See, because I trust less and less. That's just me, folks. Don't take my word for it. I trust them less and less because they haven't done anything to prove to me. I'm looking for a good homeopathic or holistic practitioner out there. Maybe you should be too. That's a suggestion, not an insistence, all right? Maybe, you know, that's one of the reasons the Power Mall is doing, you know, it's surviving because of that, because you support it, because you believe in the same things I do, that there is a way to do that. That's why I've got the Strauss Heart Drops right here. I'm holding up in the camera right now for those of you watching. It makes sense. Do you feel healthy? See, you know your body better than these doctors do. But when the doctors are being fed unreliable and unsupported data, like the CDC using a journal, an analysis of studies to promote mask wearing, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, oh, the efficacy of masks, 75% of the time. No. You read Russell Blaylock, they just beat the living daylights out of that study. And what's happening with mass casualty events at concerts? Really? Vaccinated crowds dying suddenly? All of a sudden, now they're going to concerts and we've got simultaneous cardiac arrests. Dozens hospitalized or dead, all because they got the jab and went to a concert thinking they were protected. Look at what happened July 8th of this year, Ed Sheeran concert in Pittsburgh. Two people went into cardiac arrest, 17 people taken to the hospital. FDA has now confirmed graphene oxide is in the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, order the federal court, told them you got to publish the confidential documents, and they know it's in there. Yeah, they all got the support of the mainstream media who denied that, oh, these are safe and effective, but nope, there's graphene oxide in the jab. It's a highly toxic conductive substance. Conductive as in what, 5G? Oh, this remains to be seen. They use graphene oxide in the manufacturing process of the Pfizer COVID-19 jab. It is now official. We already knew that. Anybody who's been paying attention knows that. It's just that mainstream media has ballyhooed all the rest of the population who ran out, all 220 plus million of them, and went out and got the clot shot. The death vax. The kill shot. The jab. Yep. Mitochondrial dysfunction is at the root of most all chronic diseases. And guess what the jab does? Creates long COVID. I mean, if you get it, it does. You know, it's a risk factor, has to be addressed if you got the jab, regardless of your symptoms or the severity of it. But see, here's the problem. Mitochondrial health is electromagnetic field exposure, EMF. This is a problem, which is why we have Stetzer Electric, the Stetzerizer filter. That's also available at the Power Mall. Keep your cell phone in airplane mode when you're not actively using it. Don't sleep with it near your bed because you don't know who's listening to you snore. Ooh, look at, hear that? Snoring. He got sleep apnea. Oh, he's going to have to go on a CPAP machine. Make a note of that. Turn off your Wi-Fi at night. Turn the breakers off to your bedroom. The electrical wiring in most homes also emit dirty electricity, or you can get the Stetzerizer filters for your outlets. You can sleep in an EMF shielding tent. Of course, don't let your neighbors know you do that. They're going to think you're weird. And of course, this is what, I mean, Joe Mercola even does this. He has no control over the EMF exposure in his hotel room, so he travels with an EMF shielding tent. What is that big thing you're lugging around your back, sir? Well, it's a shielding tent. I'm going to be staying in your hotel for a couple of days, and I don't feel like being bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. Wow. See, they just don't understand what you know. And it's going to be met with that kind of look. You know that look you get when you mention something to somebody that, like, ah! Now, here's a new policy that you can decide for yourself whether it's woke or not. You remember you drive by that In-N-Out burger? In-N-Out is requiring employees now to show a medical note if they want to wear a mask to work. The doctor writes you a medical note saying, I give permission to my patient to wear a mask while at work because he's a wimp. There's another word for that, too. It's what we lovingly call a cat. With a P word, you know, he's a wimp. So he thinks he's going to get a disease from somebody if he doesn't wear a mask to work. And then, of course, if you get permission to do that, you must wear the KN95 mask. Yeah. Wow. Now, of course, only certain states like Arizona, Texas, Colorado, you know, they all get to wear, they all have to have the medical note if they want to wear a mask to work. Now, why do you think they would do that at In-N-Out Burger? Not only are they that popular, but here's the thing. You know, they got the, all the employees got the memo ahead of the policy's implementation date, so they all know. It went out on Twitter. They assume everybody's on Twitter. You got to have a medical note if you want to wear a mask to work. I know you're afraid you're going to catch something. What do you think when you show up and you're at the drive-up window and you have a mask on and you're trying to talk to somebody through the mask who really can't understand you because of the distance away you are, and they drive up and here you are holding their food? Welcome to Mr. Smiley's. Yeah. Remember that from American Beauty? Yeah. Would you like some smiley sauce with that? Yeah. Oh, my. And here's the thing. You're looking at this guy like, wait a minute, you're wearing a mask. Do I have to be worried about my food? Yeah, then maybe that's one of the reasons why they're taking that stance now, do you think? And of course, Fulton County, Georgia is the latest to move forward with a $210,000 taxpayer-funded study to evaluate if reparations for residents who are descendants of slaves is practical. Fulton County Board of Commissioners voted 4-2 in favor of the measure to fund the study. They're going to waste $210,000 in taxpayer money, led by the Atlanta University Center and county leadership, to determine if reparations are appropriate. Oh boy, it's going to rip you apart. That's what they're saying. And of course, how to keep pets safe during the extreme summer heat waves. That's important. The better idea is to keep the pets indoors with yourself. Let them out in the morning and the evening when the temperature gets above 85 degrees. Bring them in the house and let them stay in there with you all day. Pets with short muzzles, including dog breeds such as boxers, pugs, and shih tzus, man, they're at higher risk. Pets that are very young or very old or that don't get much exercise or have a history of heart or respiratory disease, they're going to get heat stroke if you leave them out there in the heat. So don't do that. In the good news category, we got a couple of minutes. There's a hardworking boy, 12 years old from Georgia, spending his summer earning extra cash for his family who needs a helping hand for school supplies. Jaden Jackson, good for you. The second oldest of his five siblings attends the Truth Spring Academy in Columbus, Georgia. Jaden's mom, 42-year-old Angel, has lupus, is cared for by her husband of 15 years at home. Jaden went out and mowed lawns. 12 years old, been stopped by somebody once, asked why he was mowing. He mentioned he had to come up with school supplies for the family. Wow. You see, and he's African American too, for those of you who want to be politically correct about it. Jaden, you're doing the right thing out there, buddy. You keep it up. Hopefully we're going to have a talk about Save the Brave after we come back from the break here. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Semper Fi there, good buddy. All right. Hey, we got Scott Husick on the phone with us. Save the Brave Awareness for Veteran Suicide. You know, that is a sad thing, having served during NAM. This is the thing. When you're looking at stuff like this, not all of us got PTSD. Some of us are just born crazy. but the thing is that, you know, we take it very seriously. And this is something that our guest that's with me here on the show, he does this on a regular basis. It's an annual kind of thing that you do, Scott. Get in that hog and ride down the road.
Yeah.
Play Peter Fonda for a couple of days or a week. I mean, you're going to be out there for more than a week, over a week. You're going to drive in this heat?
Yeah. 9 cities, 9 days, Dave. And it is hot. We do it along the southern route, and I get asked that question a lot. Why do you pick July? And I tell people the same thing every time. I didn't pick the month. The month picked me. And when I lost my buddy Dave, who I went to high school with 4 years ago, his mom called up and she said she wanted me to give, you know, remarks at his funeral. And so I hopped on my Harley, and there were no flights. It was the height of COVID, and just seemed like the thing to do. And everybody got behind it. My partner started promoting it on social media, and it's really turned into this Forrest Gump-like event, which last year we connected over 10,000 veterans across the country.
Wow.
And this year we'll be going from Temecula, California on July 18th, tomorrow morning, and we finish in Savannah, Georgia. It's 9 cities, 9 days. It was 111 in Dallas yesterday. It's going to be 118 in Gila Bend and Yuma. But, you know, I'll tell you this too, man. You get this. It's the ride is and the month and the heat are kind of going to be my legacy. This is our fourth year, but it's become a metaphor too. You know, there are people that struggle with things in life, not just veterans. Everybody's got anxiety and stress and trauma. And when we get out, start riding, I tell you, getting on your Harley and meeting thousands and thousands of great people who want to be led, who want to be connected, and bringing those communities together to meet the veterans who've served their country, you know, that it makes the heat a little more bearable. And I think it's also a reminder as well. So,
well, and the thing is, too, you know, it's better than what you do up in South Dakota, right? You know, the big motorcycle gathering up there. Now, all these are going to be joining you on the road. Is
yeah.
that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. So when I take off, the way it works usually is we do an event either at a local, sometimes at American Legion in a small town, sometimes at a big restaurant, but it'll be anywhere from 50 to 250 bikes that are riding with me on the road that kind of hop in and hop out, very Forrest Gump-like. And then when we hit the cities that we do the events at, there could be anywhere from a couple hundred people to 1,000 people or more in some of the bigger cities that we roll into with the police, fire escort. It's pretty humbling, I'll be honest with you. And, you know, we hit Dallas.
They know you're coming. This is what I like about it. You do that much advanced press work out there that they know you're coming. And that is, I mean, it's more than humbling to me. It's awareness that people just, they don't get. A lot of these people are so worried about themselves and what they're doing, and they're worried about their toilet and their next meal, and they're not worried about, you know, all these people that went out there and made sacrifices, and now they're being affected by it.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot, too, because one of the things we're really, really pressing on this year, Dave, is the fact that the message that we're trying to share is this: your success in life long after you leave the service. And one of the things I want to do is highlight all of the greatness that our veteran community has done and is continuing to do, because we've been plagued by negative messaging about boozy veterans drowning on commercials and this victimization and, you know, parading amputees across Super Bowl commercials. And I tell others in the space who are, you know, have some semblance of prominence or notoriety or whatever you want to call it that we have, I said, look, we got to stop this. It's having a very direct and indirect impact on our military recruiting establishment, because what 17-year-old kid's going to join the Marine Corps and go to war and say, yeah, I get to do that, and this is exciting, and then I get to live under a bridge. Where do I sign? It's not going to happen. So I think, you know, leaders in the veteran nonprofit space, guys like me who spent, you know, the better part of my adult life, 24 years in the Marine Corps, 10 deployments, 60 countries, you know, I'm still serving, and I'm honored to do that. And we have a responsibility, instead of sitting around in boozy bars complaining about the problem, I'm actually working on a solution to help the military recruiting establishment, not only through what we do at SaveTheBrave.org, but in the private sector as an advisor and making sure that we're bringing some tech into the hands of our recruiters at the ground level. And, we're sharing that message, though, because, you know, a lot of things are born through tragedy. This ride was born through tragedy. But I'll tell you, there's so many beautiful things that come from all of that loss and sacrifice. And when I was out on the first year, this guy walks around the gas pump, Dave, and he says, hey, I was eavesdropping on your social media post. And I said, no problem, man. What's up? He said, my dad was in the Navy. And he reached in his pocket and he pulls out $40. I'm going to start crying telling the story, man. He says, you know, I just want to pay for your next tank of gas and thank you guys for your service. And if that's not emblematic that the American spirit is still alive, and that that one guy at this random gas station along the Southern Smile, he really exposed the best of the human condition, and it's still alive in this country. People need to know that, too.
Well, and that's why you started this 501c3 nonprofit, is because it's for good intentions. He's not an NGO, folks. He's doing something for the good of America. And so, you know, these are the things that I guess, you know, when we try to raise awareness for veteran suicide, I take it your buddy Dave did this. he succumbed to this?
He killed himself in Montana 4 years ago. And, you know, our whole organization started when another one of my squad leaders from Ramadi killed himself, Simon Litke. And we flew a bunch of guys up to Minnesota to support the families. But, you know, these aren't statistics to us anymore. There's 22 a day or whatever random number that is that only captures those who are still registered in the system. But, you know, I could list off, and I won't, the 16 guys that I've lost. And, you know, those are scores more of those who I just – that weren't even in my unit that I knew that have killed themselves. And there's no easy way to say it when you take your own life. It leaves a horrible wake of tragedy behind. But one of the things that Save the Brave is really proud of is we're connecting veterans so that they're taken care of in a safe space. And by doing that, shows them that they still have a mission, they still have a purpose. And we rinse and repeat that, but we're also keenly aware of the families that are left behind too, and make sure that they're included in that. We started a scholarship fund last year for the children of veterans and family members who've committed suicide. And we were in San Francisco, and I handed a check for $10,000 to Kayla Turner. And it was pretty impactful to me to be able to do that, to think back to my college years and what $10,000 would have meant to me as a young, struggling student who was donating blood plasma on Tuesdays and Thursdays to get by. So, but Kayla's crushing it up in Northern California College. And, you know, we're just proud to be doing our small part of what many, many others are doing as well, Dave, at SaveTheBrave.org, because we just want to wake up early and go to bed late knowing that we're just trying to help the right people for the right reasons every single day. And it's not a bumper sticker for us.
Well, no, we get that. The biggest thing, and I think you've already probably explored, is understanding why this is happening, the whys behind why they're doing it. I mean, post-traumatic stress disorder to me is like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's sometimes like, I remember when we came home from Vietnam, people were calling us baby killers and spitting on us. And I mean, this is, you know, and the guys would literally, and some of them were in wheelchairs with their legs blown off, much the same. I mean, war is not a pretty picture, but then when you get home, I mean, Paul Hardcastle even wrote the song 19, which I know you've heard that. Yep. And it said many succumbed to suicidal thoughts. I mean, this was way back when in the 80s, he was writing stuff like this. And they knew when they went over there that these people were going to come back. And I don't like to use the term half a brain. But the thing is that, you know, you see all of this stuff and it's hard to shake. And so, you know, it's the why behind all of this stuff that I think that the system needs to address. Do you think they're addressing it, really?
I got asked the same question yesterday, and the answer is no. It's it's not. It's been broken, and I'm very bipartisan on this. This is not the fault of a administration. That you can blame several for this, because this has been an ongoing problem since I retired almost 10 years ago. Those strapped to the VA for support is like, you know, a state-run organization. If that's all you have, you're super reliant on it. But the other piece, too, is that the active duty component within our military service branches plays a lot of lip service to our transition program, how we prepare people. And you can relate to this when you're in high-intensity environments, even if you're not in combat, the military in and of itself is a stressful organization. Like, we don't pride ourselves on, you know, lethargy and just laying around doing nothing. It's always a high tempo. But when we transition young men and women who are maybe 22, 23 years old after they spend 4 years or 24 years, I don't care the length of time, it's laughable. And they need to fix that. So we're transitioning people, not just vocationally, Dave, but physically, psychologically, and helping them build their network. I would submit it's at a minimum, a 3 to 6 month process. We give it about 3 days in a classroom somewhere from a civilian contract that tells you how to build your LinkedIn profile. And then when guys transition into the veteran space, they're struggling on why they're having anxiety connecting, and they need to be supported. But, you know, yeah, I want to say, you know, again to you, all those who served in Vietnam, welcome home, brother. And I think what we're doing now in the veteran nonprofit space, that type of safety net had that been there for our Vietnam vets, who knows what your numbers were for suicide? There was no catchphrase 22 a day. We just don't know. But I think that the people serving on active duty, my peers, guys who are my age now, who are all senior officers and senior enlisted, there's going to be another wave that's about to crash when they get off active duty and understand, like, hey, man, I got to start unpacking some of this stuff. And I'm very grateful to organizations like Save the Brave and others in the veteran nonprofit space that are ready to catch. And we fill all those gaps that the VA and the government is either unwilling or incapable of doing for our veteran community. We're going to pick up and we're going to carry it ourselves. And we're going to take care of our own because that's what we do.
Yeah. And see, the thing is we're talking about multifaceted things here. And you mentioned the word transition. I mean, look what our U.S. military is going through right now. Speaking of transitioning and trans, I mean, this is the thing. They're really trying to corrupt our military. And this is just going to add to the problem because everybody that goes out and does this ends up committing suicide anyway. It's just another facet to try to destroy our military. Now, from somebody who's retired from this as a major, what's your take on what's going on right now? I know I'm getting a little off subject here, but we're going to go over your schedule here in just a little bit because we got some time. But just what is going on today?
The pun was not lost on me, Dave. And I've always stood by the fact that the military, because of its uniqueness, should not be used as a dish for social experimentation. And that being said, and I've said this often as well, is that if people really want a great example of what right looks like, they'd be well served to take a page out of the playbook of the U.S. military, because throughout history, even our current military, we are the most racially, ethnically, sexually diverse, religiously gender diverse organization on the planet. We're one of the smallest. For Americans who don't do the math, 330 million people in America, we make up less than one half of 1%, yet we go to work every single day and do one thing. We accomplish the mission. That's what makes the military great, is because we have gone so far past that. The fact that there's mainstream media and a lot of people clamoring over salacious topics, it's because it's present. It's because it's out there. I don't think that the military really suffers too much from that. There hasn't been a lot of backlash from the channels I talk to. I'm still very involved with the active duty component. But it makes up such a small percent. But even that, those outside of that minority, that really tiny minority, they're accepting. And that's what we do in the Marine Corps. That's what we do in the military, is it's not about what you got between your legs. I care about what you have between your ears. And are you an effective leader, regardless of your politics, race, or anything else? That's what makes the military great. That's the benefit of military service, is that love it or hate it, you got to check it at the door and understand that all that blood that runs through everybody's body is red, and it bleeds the same way when you're in combat.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. You know, if you ever, those of you who have served know exactly what I'm talking about here and exactly what Major Scott Husing is talking about. We're talking about the guys in your military unit of every race, color, creed, whatever the case may be. And we're all being trained to cover your back. We're all being trained in certain protocols to go out and defend the United States of America. And then you hear about these surveys out there about how many of you out there would turn your weapon on an American citizen if ordered to do so. And I just remember, whoa, we all took the same oath to serve and uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Did we not? So, you know, and now then when they come out, you have certain entities in government that are now trying to say, well, sorry, but you guys, you have PTSD. You can't own a weapon. And I'm like, excuse me? You gave these guys a weapon and sent them over to a foreign country, and now you're sitting there saying they're too crazy to own a firearm? What? I mean, can you believe some of the stuff that's going on out here? Woke land?
We've talked about that and the stigma that's associated with post-traumatic stress, and those that go and get diagnosed, and those that seek help, and then there's those that don't. Especially a lot of our veteran community will transition into FAR rescue or police or some sort of security agency. Again, having that type of experience in your life, that's all of those stresses that were compounded over 24 years, I don't care how long you served, I view those as job qualifiers. And some guys are still very apprehensive to, one, say, yeah, I was exposed to some stuff that was, you don't even have to call it bad or traumatizing. It's just stuff that's not normal. The things that we're exposed to at the height of combat, and, you know, and I wrote about this in Echo and Ramadi, is those are not natural acts. Having to put your rifle in your shoulder and take another human life, not a natural act. And you have to be geared differently. But Marines are great at a lot of things. They run fast. They shoot the rifle straighter than anyone else on the planet. But they also follow orders. And I had to stand in front of my men in 2006, and I ordered them to kill because I wanted that burden to be theirs. So when they did leave the battlefield, they could do it with a happy heart. And that's nothing original. That's what commanders have been doing for centuries, since the Romans to date, 500 years now. But it's an important thing to realize because that trauma, it could, like this ride, like what we do with Save the Brave, there's greatness and beauty that can come from all the horrible things we saw at war. And as you age and you reminisce, Dave, I'm sure you've done it.
That's
why I like hanging around Vietnam vets. I'm like, I get to beat the young guy in the room. But you can appreciate some of the things, and those hardships build such deep character and bonds with those who've shared those things. And I think that even our Vietnam veterans have shared more through the channels that we have and the resources that we have. I think they feel more comfortable, and I'm not taking credit for that, but I think our generation, after 20 years of war, we have one more thread in that rope that binds us generationally, especially what happened in Afghanistan and the failures that lie there. But we shared that, but our generation was speaking more freely about it. So I think it was a great conduit to really connect two generations of warfighters, for sure.
Well, let's talk about your schedule, because I got about 4 minutes left here and we got to cover this schedule. Where you're going from, you're starting in Tucson, is that right?
Negative. We start in Temecula, California.
That's right, Temecula, but you're going to Tucson. That's coast stop number one?
Yeah, coast to coast. So Temecula, I'll go kicksand up tomorrow morning at 08, and then we take off to Tucson, El Paso, Odessa. Then one of our big stops is Bartonville, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, New Orleans, Birmingham, Fairburn, Georgia, and then we cross the finish line in Savannah this year, because I got some good friends out there who are veterans as well, and they wanted to host us. And we're going to be blown away this year. I think it's going to grow because I've got even more support coming out. We've got corporate sponsors like Grunstyle support us. They gave us 1,000 T-shirts and even more support along the way. And Wiley X, all veteran-founded companies that understand that, hey, this is a great event where it's fun, it's something that people want to do, it's outdoors, and we're highlighting again the greatness of what our veteran tribe's doing, man, through Ride for the Brave. If people want to find out, I want to say it, I know you'll probably have it in the show notes, but just go to savethebrave.org online.
And you can donate there too.
You can. You can click the donate button. If you go to savethebrave.org, click on the events, the drop down, you'll see my face with a bunch of Harley riding dudes, and you can click the fundraise and join a team, or you can follow the ride at savethebrave.org on Instagram. We're going to have video photos, and you're going to see all the amazing people that are out there, and I'm going to snatch one guy out of the crowd each stop, and I'm going to make him get out of his comfort zone a little bit and share a little bit of their story so people can understand that, you know, this is what we're doing. We want to really make an impact this year, but we do need donations. We do need your support, because all of this, everything we do, from the one fishing trip we started with 8 years ago to the 32 we did last year and the scholarship program and everything else, we all rely on donor support. So please go to savethebrave.org and donate. Donate a cup of coffee, $6, $10.
There you go. Yeah. So Echo and Ramadi, this is a firsthand story of U.S. Marines in Iraq's deadliest city, which we all knew. And why we were there, we don't know. I mean, is there any resentment because of the fact that now we're starting to hear stories about the fact that Iraq might have been unnecessary and that Saddam Hussein, it created a political vacuum in Iraq? I mean, you don't really get into the politics of all this, because basically you guys are down – in the trenches, you know, fighting, doing what you were ordered to do. I mean, you've been in, what, 10 deployments in 60 countries worldwide? I mean, you've been all over and seen everything and done everything, and this is probably one of the reasons why, because of your diversity and your rank, you survived a lot of this, and I really appreciate the fact that you're out there doing what you're doing. How many bikers you think are going to be joining you for this, do you anticipate?
Well, again, the numbers that we counted, the data that we have, and we're
how many?
We'll have over 10,000 this year.
So. That is amazing. Scott Husing, best of luck to you. We're going to be monitoring what's going on here on thepowerhour.com. If you want to go on there and check it out, we'll put the links up there for you, and you can see what's happening. Best of luck to you, sir. Pray to God right now that you are safe. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there, audience? We'll be back tomorrow, but you wish Scott the best, because it all happens starting tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.